From Wales comes a story of motorists making do. Several Welsh drivers of diesel engine cars have been stopped recently, possibly on account of their unusually aromatic exhaust. They were found to be running their cars not on diesel fuel, which costs about $4.75 a gallon at the pump, but on cooking oil, available at the local supermarket in Wales for about $2.70 a gallon. They were apparently doing what John Nicholson of the BioPower Network does. His organization researches alternative fuels, and he joins us from his home in North Wales. And Mr. Nicholson, as I understand it, this practice caught on a couple of years ago during a protest blockade of an oil refinery?
That's right. The farmers and the lorry drivers in the UK got fed up with the price of mineral diesel and blockaded the petrol refineries, and we ran short of fuel. So I had to work out what I could do to make some fuel from natural organic materials. And I was surprised how many things you can use to make fuel that's actually better than mineral diesel.
For example?
Well, we started off with cooking oil because that was immediately available. But in actual fact, any form of starch or sugar or cellulose, all these sort of natural materials can be converted to make fuels. It's just that cooking oil is the easiest.
Now, and you do this with your car to this day. You run at least partially on these fuels or entirely on these fuels?
Entirely. 100% renewable organic material.
Are you doing any damage to your car in the process?
I don't think so. The car hasn't complained about it. Neither have all the other vehicles that we've used these fuels in. The cars go better. They do more miles per litre.
When you drive by in your car, or when someone who does likewise drives by, do I think that a mobile fish and chip shop has just gone past me from the smell?
Yes. Yeah, so when I go and collect the children from school, the other mothers there say, we always know when you drive a past because we can smell that lovely smell. Yes, it makes a different smell, makes a different noise as well.
Now, that big gap in price between cooking oil and diesel fuel is taxes, essentially. That's the main difference, I gather, between the cost.
Yes, but I'm not advocating making fuel and not paying the tax. We do pay the tax, and we can still produce a fuel that is cheaper than diesel. That's the important thing.
But if you're buying the vegetable oil at the supermarket, not from a pump, how do you actually send tax for motor oil fuel to the government?
Well, we don't buy the vegetable oil from the shops. We use waste vegetable oil, which we obtain from restaurants and pubs and chip shops, and then we convert that into a fuel. But to classify for the low tax rate, it's important that the source fat is a used or a waste material.
Now, you collect used oil from food shops, from restaurants, and do you then resell some of that to other people?
Yes. The BioPower Network is about collecting the resources of potential energy, converting it so that it can be used like normal energy, and selling it. When we sell it, we, of course, have to include the appropriate level of tax.
Mr. Nicholson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Bye-bye.
John Nicholson, who powers his own car with vegetable oil and sells it to other motorists in North Wales.